Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Golden Gophers beat USC last night 24-17 in a outstanding and exciting victory. Head coach BJ Fleck is nice enough to join us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, first of all, congratulations. What an outstanding game. In terms of your time in Minnesota, where does this one rank for you?
Well, it's right up there. Thanks for having us on the show. Just really proud of our kids, our staff, our state, our student body, and it was Parents Weekend on our campus, and just glad that everybody could share that win with us. And it's been a great 12 hours for Minnesota fans with the Vikings getting this win here in London, just finish it up, and the Gophers taking care of business against USC.
Take us behind the scenes a little bit of what you can on the decision to go for it there late in the game and put the ball in Max's hands. What was the thought process in going for that at that time? I love the decision. I was yelling at the television and screaming, yes, I loved it. What was your thought process in that?
Well, the game's all about the players, and they're the ones out there with the blood, sweat, and tears and fighting and scrapping and clawing, and they gave us everything they had last night. And listen, it's 17-17. You have a chance to go up on the number 11, number 12 team in the country. You know they're going to come back right down the field. You got a when do you have a quarter of a yard, right, in the final minute to beat USC at the University of Minnesota when they're ranked in the top 12? Like, you take advantage of that, and you put the ball in the players' hands, and you live with the result. But what I wasn't going to do was take it out of their hands and then let USC do what they do, and they did. They marched right down the field, and the play calls that they had to be able to execute were going to be very different if it was a field goal, or even if we missed it and we didn't get in. So to me, it was 100% worth it. It was actually a pretty easy call, but one of those that, you know, that's why you're the head coach and now ultimately have to make that decision, because whatever happens, you're going to be responsible for.
Yeah. When you make that decision, how much do you put – you said you put that on your players. Do you ask them? I mean, do you say, hey, are we going for this, guys? Or is it just, hey, we're going for this, guys, we're going to do it?
Yeah, I don't think there had to be any question amongst them. You know, they're the ones already in the huddle. We're going for this, aren't we? We're going for this, aren't we? Like, we're going. And, of course, I think every player always wants to go, and I think that's where coaches have to be able to make the right decisions based on a lot of things that are happening. But at the end of the day, there was no question about it. We were going. We trusted them. That we had some really good play calls in there. We had three. It wasn't whether we were going or not. It was actually, what are we going to do? Because on third down, there's other options that we have. Fourth down, there were two or three other options we all liked. Those are the discussions. The going for it, that was 100%. And our staff agreed, and I know our players are ready to roll.
Head coach PJ Fleck joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, Max Brosmer, to me, it just seems to be getting more confident with every game, with every throw. Are you seeing him grow with each of these games? I mean, last night, I think he only had four incompletions on the night and three rushing touchdowns. He really was the complete quarterback last night.
Yeah, I think he's been doing this all year. But just like our football team, you know, we always go as our quarterback goes. I think there's, you know, the head coach gets a record and the quarterback gets a record. And there's a reason for that. You get all the blame, right, when it doesn't go your way, and you get all the credit and have to give the credit when it does go your way. But the only difference was, in my opinion, is we just haven't put that together for 60 minutes. Whether it's our offense, our defense, our special teams, quarterback play, it had to be a full 60 minutes. And that's the only thing we've been missing against the really good teams we've started this season playing. And we put it together on Saturday night, and our team had believed in themselves. They had a ton of confidence. And now we just have to continue to keep that 60-minute theme and be able to do that for 60 minutes as we continue to learn and grow. But that's where those challenging games at the beginning of the year really help you, you know, as you start to get towards that middle of the year.
Did you see the ball cross the goal line? Initially, it was not a touchdown. They go back. They look at it again. you're lobbying, you're telling the refs just like you should, hey, this is a touchdown. Did you see it go over?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have as many views as a lot of the in-home viewers when you watch it on your TV. Yeah. But when you get a chance to actually see all the views, you know he's in. I'm just glad that they were able to see it. They were able to at least get a view of it. And when you look at it, I mean, his helmet, his body is, a foot and a half in the end zone. And so the ball's in there, and you get a glimpse of it from the side. And I'm just glad that that camera work showed that, because I know if they didn't see that, it would have been hard to overturn. But again, those are really hard calls to make and tough calls to make as officials. And I'm just glad that the Big Ten got it right. And, because it rewarded the right call. And so, I appreciate that, because, last week was hard for us to swallow.
Yes, it was for all of us, Coach. Thank you so much. Appreciate you giving us the time. I bet was a long and celebratory night for you and the team. Thanks again.
We appreciate it. Row the boat, Sky Yamaha. Go Gophers and Skull Vikes. Thanks.
Best way to end the show. PJ Fleck, thank you very much. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.